Not really, not per se, per name, but Joseph, of course, is represented by his two sons. So, as far as the... Yeah, right. Yeah, you get 13 because of that. But and then, of course, you get 13 total if you have Ephraim and Manasseh, not counting Joseph now. Ephraim and Manasseh plus, you know, Levi, but they only had 12 portions of the land inheritance that Levi didn't give them. Yeah. Okay.
Mike, were there two
people or just one person left out of the Messianic? Dan was the only one left out. Yeah. Yeah, and so you ended up with that was concerning the 144,000. And Dan's the only one that's left out. And you would have had 13 with Ephraim and Manasseh each getting a portion. Then you, with 12 sons, you know, there would have been 12 tribes, but Joseph has two portions, so you get 13 total portions. And so one of them has to be left out, you know, in order to get 144,000. Dan was the one. So presumably because of his idolatry. It's the only thing we can point to anyway. Okay, I'll pass the roll book, and then if I could have a couple of volunteers to pass these out, we'll go ahead and do this at the beginning of the hour. We'll have as long as you need. Probably anticipate about a half an hour to 45 minutes or so. And we'll correct it in class right away. I have a couple of things to tell you about it first. Well, I'll omit a couple of questions. A little bit. It'll help a little bit. Yeah. The ones that Greg had written on here and that I didn't cover per se, so. Oh, did you? Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Most of it is. We've been doing some, you know, we always do some refining and things, so. By and large, you'll find the same thing, but. Yeah. Right. Okay, does everybody have a copy of the test? Bob? Rob? Okay, I wanted just to inform you that we're omitting on page 7, question 3. Didn't really cover that, so we'll omit that one. Everybody gets it right, maybe another way to think of it. And then on page 8, the very last page, very last question, number 4, that one we'll omit too, because I specifically mentioned to you we weren't going to give you all the details on that handout. This information's on the handout. If you want for fun, you can go ahead and try to answer them. Question number four, the last one. They're kind of detailed. They're dealing with those prophecies to the 12 sons. And if you want to go ahead and try to answer them, there won't be any extra credit, but you can, you know, for your own benefit, see if you remembered anything. I'll give you the answers for it when we go through it. But that will not be counted on the test. So your total points possible, it says 93. That'll reduce it to 84. So if you want to change that now, you can. If not, we'll just do it all later. But other than that, you have to answer all the rest of them. Okay. Does everybody have a copy now? And the tape students, be sure to omit those questions, too, or you're going to be wondering why they're there. Okay, everybody have a copy? Everybody, all right.
Do
many are finished? They are not? Not finished? Okay. Keep going for a while. When you're not finished, Jerry, we'll take about three or four more minutes here, and then we'll print it. Okay, exchange papers then. What is written is written. Time for judgment here. Okay, we will start here, and as I said, there's 84 points possible now with the omission of those two questions. So we'll be operating on a basis of 84. So when you're finished, subtract the number of points wrong from 84 for the total score. The points vary from question to question, so be sure you'd pay note to that. They're not all the same as far as the multiple choice. The points vary, and so be sure and observe that. If it's wrong, be sure and put the points wrong in the margin there according to what was on that question. Okay, question number one, worth 1 point. How long did Jacob sojourn in Mesopotamia? The answer is D, 20 years. D, 20 years. Number two, worth 2 points. What was Laban's excuse for giving Leah to Jacob after agreeing to give him Rachel? The answer is B. At least that was his lame excuse. It was not customary to give away the younger before the elder. That was his explanation. Of course, if he'd have told him that in the beginning, things would have been a little bit different. All right, number three, 2 points. Which is an accurate statement about Leah's physical appearance? The answer should be A. Her eyes were weak, dull, bleary, dim. In other words, they weren't sparkling and live. As far as her appearance, but that doesn't imply that she was blind or anything, or have crossed eyes or anything like that. Okay, number four, worth 2 points. Which is an accurate statement concerning Rachel's physical appearance? The answer should be D. Her face and figure were beautiful. Both things were involved in the terminology. So that's worth 2 points. Number five, how was Jacob related to Rachel, his wife? This is worth 2 points. They were cousins. B is the correct answer. They were cousins. Number six, 2 points. Which word best describes Laban's actions toward Jacob with regard to his wages? The answer is B, dishonest. Dishonest. There's no other way around it. Number seven, 3 points. Where did Jacob's own flocks come from? The answer is C, from Laban's solid-colored flocks. That was the miracle. The solid-colored ones were bringing forth the speckled and the ring-straked and so forth. So that was the key to it. Sorry about that. No, it wasn't intended to be a trick, really. I didn't write this one. Greg did, so you can complain to him. Okay, 3 points. Okay, and remember that was the whole point of the miracle, that it was violating the normal genetic process. What was that?
He didn't allow the speckled to breed.
I don't know, at least not as far as, you know, he wasn't going to allow them to breed as far as the ones that he was going to get. In other words, as far as the ones that Jacob was going to get, they were going to be only from the solid ones that bred. And he made a bargain that he would get all the ring-straight ones that came from the solid ones. And Laban thought that was really a good deal till the Lord did something there. Okay, number eight. When Jacob decided to leave Mesopotamia and return to Canaan, Laban asked him to stay. Why, according to his own words, did Laban wanted to remain with him? The answer is A. Laban had learned that God was blessing him for Jacob's sake. So even those that aren't walking with God can recognize that. So A is the correct answer. Number nine. 2 points. Why did Jacob finally return from Mesopotamia to Canaan's land? The answer is D. God told Jacob in a dream to return to his own land. D. Number 10. 3 points. When was Jacob's name changed to Israel? The answer is E, when Jacob wrestled with a man until daybreak. That was the time the name change first took place. Then number 11, 3 points. From which of the following women was Christ descended? The answer is C, Leah. C, Leah. Judah was of Leah. And that was kind of the surprising one, you know. We took some time to make mention of that. Number 12, 3 points. With whom or what did Jacob wrestle? The answer should be C, the angel of Yahweh. The angel of Yahweh, which is Yahweh manifested in angelic form, yes. Yes, it says several things, and you put several scriptures together. It says an angel at first, and one of the references in Hosea, I think it mentions an angel. Another one says a man, and but the revelation is it wasn't only a man, because it goes on to say, you know, I've seen God face to face and so forth. So the revelation was that it was in a human appearance, but it wasn't really a man in the sense of a human being. It was a temporary manifestation of God to wrestle with him. So that's the point of that. Huh? So it really wasn't a man. It was called a man at first, but that was only called that because that's what Jacob thought it was at first. And then as he continues to wrestle, he finds out this is no ordinary man. Okay. Number 13. What was the climax? 2 points. What was the climax of Jacob's encounter with Esau as Jacob returned from Mesopotamia? The answer is C, an embrace. Kind of surprising thing. Looked like it was going to be a showdown. But Esau embraced him. Number 14, 1 point. Genesis 39:11, Jacob tells Esau, I have enough, King James. What is the literal Hebrew? The answer is B, I have everything. I have everything. So he was contrasting to what Esau had. Esau had a lot, and he says, I have everything. Okay, and then number 15. Which person committed fornication with Dinah? The answer is E, Shechem. And that generated a very grievous situation for Jacob here. Verse 16, 2 points. Which sons of Jacob slew the Hivites for defiling their sister Dinah? The answer is C, Simeon and Levi. Simeon and Levi. And number 17, 1 point. Who was Deborah? Well, the answer is D, Rebecca's nurse. D, Rebecca's nurse. Wasn't a judge in Israel. That wasn't going to come until a lot later on. Number 18, 2 points. Which son of Jacob was guilty of fornication with Bilhah, his father's concubine? The answer is E, Reuben. Reuben, he was the firstborn, and of course, because of that, he lost the firstborn portion. Number 19, what was the other name of Esau? The answer is B, Edom. B, Edom. Number 20, 1 point. Approximately how old was Joseph when his brethren sold him? The answer is B, 17. B. Number 21, 1 point. What other man in the Bible besides Joseph interpreted dreams? The answer is B, Daniel. B, Daniel. That's just a general knowledge question, I guess. I don't know if we mentioned that at the time or not. Number 22. We're at 2 points. What was the probable reason for the inability of Pharaoh's wise men and magicians to interpret his dream? The answer is A, God withheld their understanding. Otherwise, they would have come up with some made-up explanation, you know, just to save their necks. So A, God withheld their understanding, brought confusion on them. Number 23, 3 points. What was the interpretation of Pharaoh's dream? The answer is C, 7 years of abundance followed by 7 years of famine. Number 24, 1 point. What was the nationality of Joseph's wife? The answer is E, Egyptian, E. Number 25, 1 point. How old was Joseph when he was made prime minister by Pharaoh? The answer is D, 30. D, 30. Same age Jesus was when he entered his ministry. Okay, number 26, 3 points. When Joseph's brethren came to Egypt by corn, why did Joseph withhold his identity from them, speak roughly to them, and so forth? The answer is D, he was humbling them, hope they would remember their past actions, repent. He was also trying to get some information out of them, too, at first, and then he was letting let it sink in real good and let them think about what they'd done. D. Number 27, 1 point. What charge did Joseph bring against his brethren in order to detain them in Egypt? The answer is F, spying. Call them spies. F. Number 28, when Joseph finally revealed his identity to his brethren, what was their first reaction? A, they were troubled. They were troubled. Thought they were in for it now. Okay, number 29, 2 points. In all probability, why did Jacob stop and offer sacrifices unto God in Beersheba on his journey to Egypt? The answer should be C. He was seeking God's will about whether to go down to Egypt, because there had been so many problems with Egypt before. He wasn't too sure if this was the right thing. So C, most likely answer. Number 30, 1 point. What is the other name for the land of Goshen? The answer is C, the land of Rameses. C, the land of Rameses. Number 31, 3 points. Why did Jacob adopt Ephraim and Manasseh as his own sons? The answer is D, Joseph was given the birthright, which included a double portion of the inheritance. So those two sons were adopted as sons so they could become tribes themselves. Number 32, which two sons of Jacob received the longest and most significant blessings as recorded in Genesis 49? Two letters here. And that's all or nothing type of thing. It's 2 points for all right. So if you only had one of them circled right, it's still two off. The answer should be Judah, C, and E, Joseph. Judah and Joseph, those two. Okay. Now check all that apply. Number one, this is 3 points, and you do get some partial credit. One wrong is minus one, but two or more is minus three. So you'll either miss one or miss three or get it all right. The incident of Judah and Tamar recorded in chapter 38 appears to be an unnecessary interruption of the story of Joseph. Which of the following are the possible purposes of this account? Okay, A should not be checked, the godliness of Judah. It wasn't a very godly situation there. And B, to give part of the ancestry of Christ. That should be checked because it's a key to the lineage of Christ. And then C, to reveal some of the problems of intermarriage with the Canaanites, that should be checked. It definitely wants to show you the ugliness of that situation. And the last two should be blank. Show Isaac's wisdom, but there wasn't any wisdom involved there. And show the righteous are bold as a lion. That's not what that is showing, for sure. Okay, so B and C should be checked. Everything else should be blank. One wrong is minus one. Two or more is minus three. And then question number two at the top, page 7 here. Which of the following are steps Joseph took as administrator of Egypt? Should have them all checked. They're all checked. He did all of those things. You may not remember all the details, but he did all of those things, and in effect, he changed the entire economy of Egypt. And in effect, he eliminated those petty kings. So one wrong is minus one, two or more wrong minus three. So total were 3 points. So you can't miss any more than three, even if you didn't check any of them. Okay? Somebody's laughing like somebody must have done that. All right, so they all should be checked there. You can check back around chapter 47, I think it was, that discussed all of this. All right, number three, we omitted, so that one's, we'll just ignore that one. Down to the matching. Number one, see, the bell's just about to ring. We may want to stop here and then do the rest of it afterwards because we want to make sure this gets on the tape. Question number three, let's see, we should have, which of the following men of God pronounced blessings at the end of his life? You should have checked A, Joshua. Nothing is spoken specifically of Abraham, but Moses did, and then Isaac and Samuel at the end. So Joshua, Moses, Isaac, and Samuel, if you wanted the answers for that. But I didn't cover that as far as, that's kind of looking into the future of it. Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break here, and then we'll just leave the papers on the table and don't get too carried away discussing things until we finish correcting it.
On that.